AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Doodle do it. It is Thursday, March 21st. Happy spring to everybody. As we go ahead and try to make it rain this morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, I'm your man, Dave Martinez. They call me Speeds, the Spitting Statistician, the Stable Genius, and Vocal Minority. We're going to be joined by our guy, the Rain Man, Joe Ranieri, in a couple of minutes. But let me tell you guys something, okay? This is one of the most exciting days of the year if you are a sports investor, okay? We talked about it earlier on this week, okay? The idea that 4.8 billion with a B, billion dollars will be bet on March Madness, and Madness starts today. It sounds like we got my man Joe Ranieri with me. Happy March Madness Day. I don't know what I'm going to call it because, listen, was it like, is the first round, did it really start today? Were those play-in games really a part of it or not? As per the poll that we did yesterday, 60 to 65% of you think that those teams that lost, you know, the St. John's, the Temples of the world, were not really dancing. And I mentioned St. John's because they go down last night. They go down 74 to 65 to Arizona State. The Sun Devils go ahead and take out the Johnnies. They will be the 11 seed that goes ahead and faces Buffalo in the quote-unquote first round. And here's why that is interesting, and that is something that we haven't talked about. We talked about on the marquee Bobby Hurley against Chris Mullin as the coaching matchup for this game. But as many people know, Bobby Hurley, now that they advance, Arizona State goes to face Buffalo. Why is that interesting? Because Hurley used to be the coach at Buffalo, okay? So we have a lot of intriguing matchups. Then in the first play-in game, North Dakota State beats North Carolina Central 78-74. I got to ask my man Joe Ranieri a couple of questions about that. It sounds like we do, in fact, have Joe right now getting through some technical difficulties early in the morning. What's going on, Joe? How you feeling? We ready to make it
rain? We got it, brother, man. No, it's all good, man. We just had to get my golf picks in here today. The Valspar Open's going on, so I was running out of time with that. I had to get the baseball play in because we've got, you know, game two, Seattle, Oakland. Had to get that in. So running around, we got internet issues, but you know what? The bottom line is, it is March Madness, brother, and like we said yesterday, didn't we talk about North Carolina Central getting 5 points, I believe, yesterday on the show? And I don't believe they covered.
I don't think they covered. I took that. You know, thank you, by the way, for giving me those options on how to take that. Here's what I was going to ask you, though, Joe, about this. I saw our boy Gabe Morency. He was actually going the other way on this game. I saw him put up on social media that he had North Dakota State minus four, right? And so that turned out to wind up being a push. These guys in Vegas, you know, they hang pretty sharp lines, right? You know, Morenci took a minus four, and it was a four-point game. Here's what I want to ask you. I saw it at minus five, and I took it. But you know what I did before I bet it, Joe? I bought a half point. And so I ultimately had it at minus 5.5, and, you know, it didn't really matter. But if that line, if I saw it at 4 and I bought the half point at 4.5, boy, would I be happy today. Can I ask you, much like I asked you about, like, the money management and stuff like that, when we get into it a little bit later on in the show, I want to ask you about, you know, buying a point and if that is kind of a Joe Public kind of fool's hearted thing or if that's actually a sharp move. You know, we talked about things like money management and pacing yourself with your discipline as a sports investor. And I thought about it because I bought a point yesterday and I was like, I got to ask Joe, was that a stupid move? It changed my juice from 110 to 120 and ultimately I didn't need it. But I was close to needing it. But regardless, I'm up on the tournament so far. We got 16 more chances for action today, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be a monster day. It's going to be a monster show, too, as well. We got all sorts of guests we're going to hear from. Ralph Michaels. We've got his plays, his upsets today. Our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO from the KegCast, he's got your March Madness bracket busters, plus a couple of UFC fights he's going to throw our way here for this weekend. He's going to make it rain. Also going to talk to an actual bookmaker here today, somebody who makes the lines, the odds maker. Some very interesting information we all need to know when you're doing exactly what you just talked about, Dane, right? Buying a half a point. When do you buy it? When do you not buy it? I think you guys are going to be very interested to hear exactly how it works behind the scenes so you don't get caught and you don't go, do I need to buy it? Do I not need to buy it? So we'll hear from them. I mean, we are loaded today with information about how to make it rain. No better time of year in order to make it rain than right now. March Madness, it begins early today. And, of course, we're going to go through our brackets. We're going to do we're going to spend an awful lot of time going through East Region. I want to hear who you got, you know, advancing here today, Dane. Sure. People will take it from us. And collectively, I promise you, by the time 9 a.m. rolls around, they'll still be playing baseball because they're on the 4.5 hour clock anyway. But we will definitely have some plays for you, an opportunity to make it rain. But to your point, I heard you here talking St. John's. Again, we didn't know who was going to show up last night, but we know who didn't show up. And of course, Shamari Ponds and St. John's once again, Chris Mullen, just not getting it done, brother. And so what do we got? We, you know, we've got an Arizona State team moving on. All the brackets are set. All the lines are out. And I couldn't be any more excited than I am right now as we get to dive in. I've been dabbling a little NIT here. Had a good night again last night. You know, I'm a little degenerate. I got that itch going, you know, when it comes at six, I'm like, all right, you know, what games are coming up? I got to play something. But all of that will go away. We're going to have our fill of March Madness today. We'll help you make it rain. Guests,
got late
knowledge,
Syracuse news too. You know, I'm
money,
on
Syracuse.
Too.
Yeah, and that screwed me up. It screwed me up because I played Syracuse early because of you. But we'll cover all of that here this morning. Buckle up, people. Let's make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
It is March Madness, people. It is beginning today. You know, we got a little tickle there under the underside of your, never mind. But the bottom line is no more tickling, all right? No more foreplay. We are diving in with both feet here today. March Madness, it has begun. Those of you that have not had a chance to dabble in the past into this, or maybe you heard about it, but you're like, they do these office pools. I don't know what's right. Going. Don't worry. We are going to help you make it rain. That's what we do. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you guys very much for making us a part of your day. And, you're right. You mentioned it, and I kind of got screwed yesterday because my allegiance to you, brother, and I saw the play. I circled the damn game, and I was like, what? Before I forget, because I got a lot of other games going on here, I'm like, let me go ahead. Let me put the money down on Syracuse. You know, I'm riding the Orangemen with you. I'm doing this. I'm like, brother in arms here. And sure, then you're solidarity. Right. You found out last night, like I found out last night. It came across like, oh, they're going to be a little short, aren't they, here today?
Yeah, so senior point guard Frank Howard has been suspended. And, what's interesting to me, Joe, is, they're not releasing any kind of details about this. There's no kind of reasoning about this. And remember, Frank Howard was the player that was in the headlines, the spotlight a little bit in the ACC tournament for that idea of maybe tripping Zion Williamson. If you remember, this is the same player. So I don't know if it's connected to that. It might be. It might not be. It could be anything from a, off the court issue to an academic issue. Who knows? Similar to kind of like how we saw the news that Johnny Manziel was gone out of the AAF, but we don't really know why. That's similar for Frank Howard. But what I will say is that it'll be prized recruit freshman, likely Jalen Carey, who will step in as the point guard for the Cuse tonight against Baylor. But I will say this, Joe, this was a kind of like top prized recruit. Okay. This was like a 4 or 5 star kid that they expect big things of next year, but he is a freshman. He's been sitting behind Frank Howard all season long. But Joe, I know you picked Cuse and that's nice of you and all, but remember, and I'll reiterate it today, what I want to do is have 16 first half under bets. And honestly, Joe, the fact that Cuse lost their starting point guard actually, I think, helps that bet. So when you're being in solidarity with me, that may be misaligned. I do like Cuse to win the game still. But remember, my bet is the first half under, and not having your starting point guard actually helps that bet, Joe.
Well, listen, you had my loyalty yesterday. Today, I am pretty much wiping out that bet because I'm taking everything I bet there and taking it and putting it on Baylor. So I'm going to get screwed with the juice, all right, on 10%. I'm good. I'm good
Big
with that.
Big reign supreme.
But I can't ride without him. This is we're not talking about a bench player here, a sophomore, or freshman. We're talking about a senior, a guy that has played in every game that they have had this year. Certainly, he's the little engine that could. It's a tough spot for them. I don't like the whole cloak and dagger thing. I don't like the vagueness that in which this story came down. I think that sucks. I think it sucks for the kid. And I think if they should have done it, they should have done it as soon as that game was over in Duke, because now you're leaving people to wonder. I don't think it's fair to the kid at all, who's worked his ass off his entire career to be able to get to the tournament like he is in right now, and then to all of a sudden tell him, like, some sort of team policy. Like, what does that mean, team policy? Like, if it was the Duke thing, then address it, come out with it after the game, and that's it. But to come out the day before, yesterday, especially when guys like me are laying numbers, what are you doing there, Boeheim? I mean, not for nothing. What are you doing? But I will say this, too. I don't know a lot of the things that I read. The wording, the indefinite wording, means indefinite could be a game. It could be maybe a half, maybe a quarter. Like, there's no real – there was no explanation behind it. And my problem is this is not, and I repeat, not a kid that doesn't have a major role on this team with that zone, with that offense. And I think that that sucks. And but that's welcome to madness. Because anything, and I mean anything, can happen today. Game starting as early as noon today, right? We're going to be seeing some action. You've got the East, the South, Midwest, West getting ready to do their
first
thing.
Game,
but
battle of the Patino family, Minnesota to Louisville.
Yeah,
the Patino family barbecue. That's the first one kicking it off in the East region, 12:15. Tip, Joe, but absolutely, yeah. Frank Howard, what do we talk about? We talk about experience and we talk about guard play as two indicators in the tournament. Frank Howard checks both those boxes and the Cuse will be without him. The quote I saw, Joe, was he will not play tonight. So that makes me think it's the entire game and they're just being vague because they don't know what happens if Syracuse advances. But this could be the end of the season tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, it could very well be. And that sucks, especially for those of us that actually picked them ahead of time. But there are a couple of things, too, a couple of stats that I came across here that I wanted to throw out. And we're just going to be throwing information towards you guys all morning long here, deciphered as you may. But there are some things that you need to know. For instance, let me put up here, there are a few things the last 25 champions have in common. So when you are looking in your brackets today, or even from a betting perspective, right, you're trying to figure out, all right, who's going to advance, right? I don't want to bet Duke 2-1 futures because there's no money involved. But you know what? I'll bet Duke individually. I don't think the line is out quite yet for the South Dakota game yet, but once it comes out, I bet it, and I keep rolling it over. That's one way. But there is absolutely a few things that the champions have in common, like last 25 champions have absolutely tested themselves all year long. Top 75 strength of schedule, probably pretty damn important. You start getting into some of these teams, which is why it's so hard to back, you know, these great little Cinderella stories here, Dane. But the reality is, if you're not playing a big boy schedule, you ain't winning a national championship. It just doesn't happen. Also, you're talking about 14 of the last 15, top 20 in adjusted offensive efficiency. KenPom, one of the big rating systems that we use, that college uses. What that means is you better be able to score. You better be able to hit threes. You better be able to not chuck up 150 shots like we saw last night in Arizona State and St. John's and hope they go in. But actually, you better be pretty damn efficient with the amount of shots you make and the amount of shots you take. And if you are top 20 in that category, chances are you are going to be playing for a national championship. And also, same thing from the defensive side. Last 15 champions were defensive machines, top 20 in the country, meaning that very hard to score on them. Usually the unders probably are a pretty good bet all year long with these teams. So when you put all of that together, Dane, right, there is a reason why when we looked at our brackets, when you looked at your brackets, you didn't have an 8 seed. You know, you didn't have a 5 seed. You're looking at a 1 seed or a 2 seed, maybe a 3 seed. But they all have these things in common, which tells me we're looking at probably a top, you know, probably the top 10 to be safe. Let's say the top one of the top 10 schools in the country this year as a national champion. Not that hard to figure out, right?
Absolutely. And we talked about this, how, you know, in the first weekend, everyone loves Cinderella. But then in the second weekend and moving forward, the cream rises to the top. And I think, you know, with the top, the KenPom ratings, you see that. We talked about how even in this year where we believe the top 7, 8, or 9 teams, whatever, have really separated themselves and there is a gap from them to the rest of the field. I think, you know, have your fun with your upsets early. But eventually you want, I think I've heard once, you want the total seed number of your final four to something like to equal like 7 or 8. If you know what I mean. So that's like a two and a one, you know, that would equal 7. So that's a good little rule of thumb. The one that you had though up there, Joe, first, the like overall strength of schedule, I think that's a very important point. And something that I always make when it comes to like these idea of the mid-majors, okay? Mm-hmm. Can these mid-major schools, the Woffords, the Houstons, you know, the St. Mary's of the world, can they win any one game? Yes. They are good enough to compete in any one game. The difference is if you put even Gonzaga, like, in the SEC or in the ACC, when they're having to do, like, the gauntlet that is that conference schedule and what would get that strength of schedule all the way up to the top 75, that's a different story, right? So can these mid-majors win a game? Yes. But can they win 6 in a row to win the championship? That's where I hesitate to truly back and ride a mid-major in this context.
Scheduling matters, folks. Offense matters. Defense matters. Consistency matters. And we'll go through. We'll start in the South. We'll work our way around, try to figure out some of these winners, some of those people advancing. And we'll let you hear from Ralph Michaels as well, wagertalk.com. Some of the underdogs. Your way, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Keith Irizarry is calling the shots.
Eli Manning was in the bottom third of the NFL even when he was not pressured in efficiency rating. He couldn't throw the ball down the field anymore. We could go on and on and on about Eli Manning, and I like Eli Manning. I truly do. But Eli Manning is no longer elite. I don't know if he ever was, to be truthful, but Eli Manning is just not that dude.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Welcome in to March Madness, people. No better place to be than the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We've got you covered all March Madness long, especially right here. We'll start your day making it rain. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Plenty of information. We always say knowledge is power, right? The only way you're going to become a more profitable sports investor is not by us simply pointing you in a direction and say, play that. It's having a little understanding behind the method to the madness, because ultimately at the end of the day, we're all trying to be a little bit more profitable in 2019. And we've already given you the numbers, right? We know about $8.5 billion that we know about is actually bet every year when it comes to sports, right? And it comes to this. It's a market, folks. It's a $8.5 billion sports betting market. Just like Wall Street is, so is this. And like any sort of market, once you are, you know, putting your feet in and dabbling, the more knowledge you have, the smarter investing decisions that you make. And $8.5 billion, four and a half of that, you know, more than 50% is being bet right now. Over the next couple of weeks here, guys, until we crown a national champion, we are going to be spending an awful, even the people who don't bet on a regular basis, who are dabbling in investing. Yeah, this is your week. These are your next 2 weeks here. And it is a lot of fun, and it's great for college basketball. It's great for us, and ultimately we'll make it a little profitable for you, I promise. Now, one of the guys that we love, that we talk to every week, we have all throughout the college basketball season, our friend Ralph Michaels from WagerTalk.com. We had a chance to talk to him this week about these trendy, and we talked about it yesterday, Dane, these trendy plays, right? These trendy underdogs. We just told you last segment how we know what the last 25 champions all have in common in this tournament, right? They all play a tough schedule. They all play great defense. They all play great offense. They are rated within the top 20 of all of those things throughout the entire year. So why then are so many teams this year the 12 seeds, the 13 seeds? We keep hearing about these fun teams, even an Ivy League team. Now today, 12:40 today, you've got Yale taking on LSU, right? Yale, yep. This is another game that we heard a lot at. Yale opened up as an eight-point underdog. That has since moved, Dane, to 6.5. Okay,
wow.
That means you got an awful lot of money coming in on one side.
Ivy League money.
Yeah, a lot of Ivy League money coming in right now. So we had a chance to ask Ralph Michaels about Yale. And listen, man, I mean, Ivy League schools are very slow. They're very methodical. You know, they're not run and gun type of situation. So we asked Ralph, hey, Ralph, you know, what's the deal with Yale? Are you buying it? Like what Ivy League versus LSU? And this is what he had to say.
Well, you know, the difference between Yale and being an Ivy team this year, you know, they're not what we're accustomed to seeing, the Princeton offense, like you said, the slow, methodical, pass the ball around, make six passes, score a layup. This is a team that is up tempo. The difference also with the Bulldogs this year is they have an NBA player. Maya Oney is an NBA player. He is their shooting forward. He is a legitimate threat. You know, when Coach K played him back on Saturday, December the 8th, Duke handled him 91-58. But in his post-game press conference, he said, on the opposite court with Oney, you saw a first-round NBA draft choice. So he impressed Coach K that much. So you have a go-to scorer, and that's the difference. You have a very, very efficient offense. Number four, as far as KenPom's concerned, you have a very good tempo. You are number 44 as far as tempo, which is what LSU wants to run. You have a little bit of a size issue. You are decent sized with 6'2 and 6'3 guards, but your center is 6'9 and your forwards are 6'7 and 6'6. So that's a little bit of a disadvantage against Duke, who, of course, has Naz Reid at 6'10 and Bigby Williams at 6'11. And, you know, Skylar Mays, their guard, at 6'4. So if Yale's going to have to make some three-pointers to be the difference. But I don't mind backing this Yale team. And like you said, the reason is you don't have your coach. You know, Will Wade is still suspended. You know, Will Wade from Chattanooga did a great job, did an even better job at VCU. Well, this is his second year at LSU, and he's turned them around into a program that's to be reckoned with. But you look at LSU, and they played an amazing 7 overtime games this year. They won 5 of those. A lot of coaching goes into those close games and decisions you're making. They also played an SEC schedule. He was only suspended late in the year, the last couple of games, and the SEC tournament. You were already at prep for all your SEC teams. You saw most of those teams the second time. Now they have to go without him, with backup coaches, going against putting up new game plans against opponents they're not accustomed to. I think that's a big deal. Enough people aren't making enough about in that situation. I will be backing the Yale Bulldogs in this game.
Yale, baby, all day long. And the other problem that you have with LSU, Dane, is they can't shoot three-pointers. They rank 276th in the country, only hitting about 31% of those all year long. When you put all of that together, is LSU, are they going to lose? Probably not. Are they going to cover by, I mean, this opened up at 8. Are they going to cover by 6.5 even right now? Yeah, I'm kind of with Ralph. I'm siding with him. If you have an NBA player on the court, and which is what this guy from Yale is, man, this dude can play. But you heard him reference the KenPom, right? The offense, the tempo. These guys can play at Yale, and they can play with anybody. So I'm with him. I bet this game yesterday, as a matter of fact. I got it at 7.5, and I am all over Yale. Not necessarily to win, but I do think Yale is going to give LSU all the problems in the world. How about you?
I agree with this. If you remember earlier in the week, Yale LSU was one of the teams I told you that were those kind of double digit seeds that had a chance, you know, and I love what Ralph said in terms of some of the indicators as to why. You know, I mentioned that LSU was without their coach. I mentioned that I liked Yale. I saw like the first 20-30 minutes, Joe, of that game against Duke earlier in the season. It was at Cameron Indoor, okay? Mm-hmm. And they were hyping up this kid, Oney, all right? And he was, you know, there was no difference in skill level. He was on the tier of those kids at Duke. He looked like he belonged, okay, going up against Duke in Cameron Indoor. And I remember watching the beginning of that game. They said on the telecast that the kid, Oney, had offers from, like, other ACC schools, other Power 5 schools. But because he was, like, really smart, he wanted to go to Yale, okay? So this is, like, a blue-chip kid, and he will be playing in the NBA. I like the idea of missing the coach. The other thing that I heard from Ralph was this idea that it sounded like LSU had played in multiple overtime games, lots of close games in their schedule. And so all that means I'll take the 7 points or the 6.5, the 7.5, whatever you're seeing it at, because if LSU is used to playing in close games anyway, all right, and I think that Yale is usually is okay with playing against teams that, you know, look different coming off the bus than they do. And you talked about the difference in kind of size, especially up on the front line. I don't think that's any difference for Yale. I don't think that's anything new for Yale. I like Yale with the points. I gave it out earlier this week, and I just like that Ralph Michaels is now backing me up. Oh, and by the way, in this game, I also like the first half under.
Yeah, no, not a bad way to look at it either there. As you and right now, it's amazing the amount of money that is coming in and coming in late. You got on the spread, 59% of the tickets right now coming in are bet on Yale. That represents about 53% of the money, and LSU getting 41% of the bets, 47% of the money. So the sharp money is kind of split down the middle here, LSU and Yale, and it did move, and it moved quick. from +8 to the start of the week to +6.5. So it's if you're going to go and you like Yale, you might want to jump on it as soon as possible here and grab as many points. One of the other games, of course, over the next 2 days, the next 48 hours that we've heard a lot about, right, is this Oregon team. And the Pac-12, yeah. Nobody expected Oregon to do anything. They ended up winning the Pac-12 championship, and everyone lost their mind, right? Wisconsin, Big Ten team. You know, they're okay. You know, all of a sudden, Oregon has flipped the switch, and they're going to be the greatest thing since ice cream. So right. I asked Ralph here, Ralph, are you buying it, man? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid on this Oregon team? And this is what Ralph had to say.
You know, you watch them, and number one, is you got to remember, Oregon isn't a team that is a new flight. Dana Altman took this team, had three tournament wins, including beating Duke back in the 2017-16 season, got to the quarterfinals against North Carolina, won it. You know, last year they had the down year. They got to the NIT, won a game, and lost to Marquette. So Dana Altman knows how to coach. And you talked about it. Bol Bol was lost after seven starts. He's Manute Bol's son. He was a five-star recruit, and they built their entire offense and defense around him. He's that good of a player. He will go into the NBA draft and will be a first-round pick this year. Well, you had to make adjustments. You lost your best player. You didn't have an offense. You didn't have a defense, and you had to make adjustments on the fly. Well, they made those adjustments in February. And after the embarrassment at UCLA, they lost to UCLA 90-83, and they allowed 61 points in the second half of that UCLA game. Since that time, they have won 8 games straight. They have covered 8 games straight. They have held each of those 8 opponents to 42% or less, and only one team, and that was Arizona State in overtime, scored more than the 61 points the entire game as they allowed in that second half against UCLA. When you have a coach like that and a team that's playing that well with a defense playing that well, the coach makes the difference where, I am buying the Kool-Aid.
Buy that Kool-Aid. He's all over Oregon, man. That could be our first upset, right, of the tournament. Quack, quack, baby. Oregon Ducks, Dana Altman, man, taking down Wisconsin. Oh, I can't believe it, which means I hope you have that in your brackets.
Talk about that.
Because, yeah, that's...
I got them and UC Irvine in that mini pod.
You'll hear about UC Irvine. We'll do that coming up here as we make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Oh, oh.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Welcome into what is known as the madness here, March Madness on a Thursday. The final 64 are ready to do battle coming up just after noon here today, and we are excited, doing our best to help you make it rain here throughout this tournament. Put a few extra bucks in your pocket. Be a little more profitable. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And if you're just joining us here and you're just getting up, starting your day, welcome in. Thank you very much for making us a part of it. We've heard from Ralph Michaels, our college basketball god from WagerTalk.com. The man is just a walking machine. I don't know how he does it. The stats, the figures, the guy is amazing. And he's also somebody that spends 100 hours a week following college basketball in season. And, he loves Yale. We talked about this. LSU, Yale, LSU minus the coach. Yale getting 6.5, 7, 7.5, depending on when you got the number. Right now it's at 6.5, Yale getting. They do have an NBA quality player on that team. So makes it, I have already gone ahead. I got him first half getting 4.5, and I've got him actual in the game as well, full game getting 7.5. So I like him both first half and full game in there. But he just talked about Oregon. Oregon getting a point here, I believe. Wisconsin, it's been teetering back and forth, Dane, from -1, -1.5. So he's a believer in Dana Altman. He is a believer that Oregon can absolutely get this done, take down a number five Wisconsin team. You know, could that be the 12-5 that you have advancing? Now, do you have Oregon advancing on your in your brackets? Do you have them moving forward? You do. And who you got them playing?
Right. So remember, and that's what I was mentioning, this is in the South region. I have advancing Oregon as the 12 and UC Irvine as the 13. Okay, yeah. So that means my second round matchup would be 12 seed Oregon versus 13 seed UC Irvine, which means that I am guaranteed there to have a double digit seed in the Sweet 16. Okay, and then I would have whoever that is running up against Virginia, and that would be the end of the story. But to my point previously, Joe, that's where you can get some kind of, you know, some upset that'll get you points, yeah. Right? Yep. Some separation, because I got Virginia going far anyway. So that was even more evidence for me. But no, I like these guys, Oregon and UC Irvine. I like UC Irvine a lot. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more. And Oregon, you know, for me, the narrative is they have figured out how to play without Bol Bol. Okay, and that was part of the thing. We talked about those teams in the South being elite defensive teams, and Oregon is as hot as anybody in the country coming off their Pac-12 tournament win.
Yeah, it's they've been impressive, and that's why we always say this time of year, you can't advance. You can't get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. You can't get to any of that if you do. It starts with the coaching in college hoops. You got to have a coach. Yep. You got to have a coach that A, has got tournament experience, who has been there and done this. And Dana Altman is exactly that for Oregon. So it's not that far fetched. And look at the line. What is Vegas telling us right now? Vegas is telling us -1 for Wisconsin. So there's not a big separation between these two teams. Certainly not as much as it is made out to seem. But you mentioned UC Irvine, the darlings. The Anteaters,
yeah,
right?
The Anteaters, baby.
The Anteaters, Davey. Number 13, defensive prowess, offensive prowess. They are fantastic. They're a lot of fun to watch also. But a mid-major, not a lot of people know about it. And now you're asking them to go take care of business against a Kansas State team who had a monster year, finally took down the big bad giant there, Kansas, in the Big 12. The problem is they don't have their number one scorer in Wade is out. He's actually out. It's a season-ending injury, so he won't be here throughout the entire tournament. The question is, will that be enough to take down K-State? Can K-State win without him? In fact, their record without him this year is 5-3. So will they have enough in the tank to be able to take down Kansas State? We turned to Ralph Michaels and we asked him, talk to us about the Anteaters, man. Can you see Irvine do it? Here's what he had to say.
Well, the answer is, I don't know. You know, yes, their defense is elite. Yes, they are very tall. They have 5 players, 6'8". They are incredibly tall. The difference to me is Dean Wade. Dean Wade missed 5 or 6 games in the regular season. Dean Wade missed the Big 12 tournament. They played well. They lost to Iowa State. The size didn't affect them there because Iowa State's a 3-guard team and they didn't need the guards. If Dean Wade, who's 6'10", can't go, I would not play Kansas State.
Wow.
Dean Wade went to the doctor last night and was getting tested out. We have not heard the reports yet. If Dean Wade can play, I think Kansas State is a steal. All of a sudden, hearing you are only 4.5 point favorite to a Big West team, you are really, with Dean Wade, the best team in the Big 12, and now you're only laying 4, 4.5, or 5 points to an Irvine team that, yes, blew through the Mountain West, but those teams are number 300, 250, 200. The best team you beat was Fullerton, which is number 200. Well, that's 100 spots worse than the worst team in the Big 12, which is West Virginia or Oklahoma State. So I like Irvine. I don't like Irvine in this matchup. And if Wade can play, I think Kansas State is a steal. If Wade does not play, I will not back Irvine, but I couldn't play Kansas State either.
Wow. Kind of a no play for Ralph Michaels there without Dean Wade there. And it doesn't look like the rumors we had. Kelly Stewart on yesterday on the network, Kelly in Vegas. Yeah, she's got a lot of connections. She's a K-State alum, and she had heard even before yesterday, she had heard that in all likelihood it was going to be the end of his season, and which is unfortunate because the kid is a stud. Sure. But even without him, you hear Ralph saying, listen, sometimes we get enamored, right, with these storylines, but the best team you beat was still 100 spots worse than the worst team in the Big 12, West Virginia. So, you know, and we talked about it to start the show, level of competition, right? The competition, yes. The scheduling matters. UC Irvine, they got some athletes, they got some guys that can play, but let us not confuse it. They're not playing a Big 12 schedule. Does that change your mind at all after you hear from Ralph?
No, it does not. No, it does not. I am still back in the Anteaters. I'm all over the Anteaters. And to be quite honest, there's a couple of things that Ralph said that furthers my point. And then I got one other thing that he did not mention. You know, the idea of Dean Wade being out, he's 6'10", okay? He's the guy who would be dealing with the length of the Anteaters, okay? And if he's not there, I do think, you know, it takes away one of the ways the Kent State Wildcats would try to deal with one of the Anteaters' strengths, right? So I think that's big in the Anteaters' favor. I've been all over UC Irvine. You've heard me say it when we were going through the brackets. Here's the other thing, Joe, real quick, and I don't know how much stock you put into this, okay? But this game is being played in San Jose, okay? This will be a relative home game for the UC Irvine Anteaters against Kansas State. Now, I don't know how much the Anteaters fans travel and how many people are going to make the drive there. But I'm going to tell you something. That building is going to be very pro UC Irvine, not only because of the underdog factor, but because this is a, you know, kind of a quasi home game in the same state. And there is a trend about teams playing their first round games in their home state. So that's another point in the kind of column for me when it comes to UC Irvine. Do you care about that? Teams traveling versus teams playing close to home in these kind of first round matchups. UC Irvine playing in San Jose.
I don't think it's going to matter that much to K-State because of the level of the Big 12 and the program that they have there. I don't think it's going to matter. We talk about sphincters
getting tight, Joe, for 18 and 19-year-olds, and all of a sudden, if they're hanging in, it's a three-point game with 10 minutes to go. That building is going to be very pro-UCI.
But yeah, but it's not. It's not going to be. It's not like a home game for UC. And even then, you've only got maybe 2,000 kids that are showing up in a bullpen any given night in an arena to go root for UC Irvine. And by the way, not most of those kids are going to travel to San Jose because it's not as close as you think it is. And anybody who's ever driven along California's coast, you and I both know that's not around the corner. So it's a nice story. But the reality is, you play in the West. You play in the Mount West over there. It's not that hard, the Big West. It's not that hard for you to be able to, with the athletes you have, to run the course. The question is, do you have enough to beat a motivated K-State team? Because don't think for 1 minute K-State has not heard about how they can't win without Wade. All right? They can't win. They're done. And the idea that they are just going to show up there, and they're not. They've been 5-3 without them this year, so they have won a number of games without him. Length is going to be a problem, yes. Can UC Irvine win this game? Absolutely. I'm kind of with Ralph. I'm not touching it because if he was there, they're a Sweet 16 team. Without a doubt, I don't even think it's a question. They're a Sweet 16 team. Without him, this is a problem. This could be a problem for him, but I'm not happy I'm not happy getting for him. I'm not happy laying because I could see it go either way. But from a bracket standpoint, if you are ever going to get an upset, this is the upset here in all likelihood that you are going to get. You mentioned Oregon, but don't forget Oregon and Wisconsin, they play in big conferences, Power Five conferences. You know, so to me, that game could still go either way. Also, I could definitely see a narrative where Wisconsin wins. Here, you got to pick your spots accordingly in your brackets. This is definitely one. No star. K-State, you know, can they do it? Won't they do it? You've got motivation. To your point, a little closer to home now. Can they pull it off? Can they do it? Can they beat the 4.5? Now, covering and advancing are two different things. They could still lose and cover. But I'm with you. I'm not going to play the game, but I've got UC Irvine advancing in my bracket because that's where you're going to score some points.
Joe, and here's all you really need to know, okay? Let's not get it twisted. We're talking about a 4 seed and a 13 seed, okay? Yeah. And here's my thing. The fact that the 13 seed, Joe, I'm looking right now on the money line is only plus 170. And a 4 seed is only minus 200. To me, that says all you need to know about how live UC Irvine is in this game. Okay?
Yes.
Where else are you going to find a 13 seed that's only plus 170? Okay? They're telling you something here out in Vegas about the potential for this upset. They're letting you know. They're taking you behind the curtain. Plus 170, Joe, for a 13 seed. I think that says all you need to know about how tight this game could be.
Oh, absolutely correct. And I think it's going to be good. We usually don't have those kinds of expectations going into, you know, with the 12s and the 4s and the 5s and the 4s and the 13s. Usually it's a pretty clear-cut situation. It's a mid-major, nice story. Hey, you made it to the tournament. Congratulations. Don't unpack. You'll be leaving rather quickly. Not so much this year. You've got those, and now you've taken stars off of teams. So definitely an opportunity for them to advance, and I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun to see what happens. UC Irvine, my bracket, yes, I'm not touching that game at all from a betting standpoint. No. The game I will touch, of course, was the Yale. And if you're just joining us here, Yale to me is the live underdog coming up today at 12:40, taking on LSU. If you can jump on now, Yale is getting 6.5, and it's actually one of the most bet games, believe it or not, It's one of the most bet games of the day. It is the biggest handle of the day right now.
Well, those Yale graduates LSU. Have money.
Right? Yeah, they can buy their way through. That's how they do it. More with the brackets. We'll move around the country, talk about a few more games. We'll help you make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
I hate Manny Machado. Can I tell you that? I hate him. I thought he was trash last year, Adam. Seriously, I was a trash human being. Trying to run guys over. Did you remember that last year when he stepped on guys? You know, and I really don't get like that because normally I don't care if you're a good guy, bad guy. I just don't like him. Maybe he's a good player. I respect his ability. I just don't like him as a person, dude. I would never try to injure somebody on a field. Not a fellow competitor. I think that's low class, dude.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CARMATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. The Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
So as we take a look at the games today, March Madness style, one of them is that you're going to see as number 2 Michigan State out of the East taking on number 15 Bradley. And good morning. Welcome in here. Make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Guys, thank you very much for making us a part of your day. Plenty to get to over the next couple of hours. Dissecting, diving into some of these games, talking to experts. Next hour, in fact, we'll talk to our good friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. He's been all over this. He for sure thinks he's got some absolute upsets, not only from a bracket standpoint, but from a betting perspective that we should know about. So we'll talk.
I got one we haven't talked about. Ooh.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to be. Let me tell you what makes this Bradley game interesting. It's not.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not Bradley. But it's an interesting storyline. We actually had a chance to talk to him this week on the network. And, you know, I actually asked him, you know, this is all nice team, you know, but are you going to cover the 18.5, coach? Because that's really all I care about. And he kind of laughed it off and didn't really give me an answer. But, you know, listen, don't come on the show if you're not going to give me an idea of exactly, can I make some money on your team or not? Here's the deal with Bradley, and here's the deal with their Missouri Valley Conference, the Mo Valley. They are 10-0 straight up in round ones in the last 7 years. Okay.
Really?
Teams from the Missouri Valley in this spot right now, and they always come in 13, 14, 15, 16. You know, they're always that. They are an incredible 10-0 straight up, not against the numbers, straight up the last 7 years. Now, I absolutely, that streak ends this. It's going to end
like
here
the
13
today. 13 or 14 that won straight up out of that conference? Do we know? Like over the last couple of years? Like,
you go down
in 11 through 15.
Drake has been in that conference, has come out. Northern Iowa has hit some upsets.
Yes, Northern Iowa, I remember.
So it's a tough conference. 10-0 straight up is beyond me, but. Bradley started the season 8-10. They also lost their first five conference games. So it was not a good start to the year, but they came on late, 12-4 to finish the season. And they also won the Missouri Valley Conference Championship, which is why we're here. But just keep in mind, 18.5 points, they may not win straight up, but they may very well, a very tired Michigan State team, they could cover the 18.5 points. We'll talk more about that coming up. Top of the hour here. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. It's time to make it rain, people. Let's do it today. March Madness is upon us.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.